Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
For spiritual conversation and enlightening guests, I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear and into love. You are very welcome here, whether you're listening live or catching an archived version of the show. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And if you're tuning in, whenever you're tuning in, I like to think you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next hour gives you a new perspective, strikes your curiosity, and helps you move forward. My guest on today's show is astrologer Maya White, and we'll be talking about how insight from astrology can help us unlock our inner potential. Now, Maya has graciously agreed to do mini readings on the air, and she'll do that using her Easy Astrology Oracle cards. Now, these are pretty cool. If you haven't seen them, you can find these on Amazon.com. They're on Hay House. They're on Maya's site, which is MayaWhite.com. And if you call in 800-930-2819, we'll do our best to get you on the air with Maya. That's 800-930-2819. And if you're listening live at TransformationTalkRadio.com, feel free to put your question in the instant feedback box that's on the upper right-hand side of the page, and I will keep an eye out for your question. Now, before I bring Maya on the air, I want to ask you to take a moment to visit FogCityPsychic.com. If you want to book a private intuitive session with me, explore one of the classes I offer, connect with some free guided meditations, or sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, FogCityPsychic.com is the place to do it. And now, for more than 20 years as a practicing astrologer and intuitive guide, Maya White combines spiritual understanding with practical action using the insights provided by astrology. She's one of only 90 people in the world certified in astrocartography, a specialized branch of astrology which helps people find their perfect place on earth for love, prosperity, and personal growth. She's also the creator of Easy Astrology Oracle Cards and the guidebook, published by Hay House. Maya regularly conducts workshops to further assist people in developing their intuitive skills and in improving every aspect of their lives through astrology. You can find out more about Maya and her work at mayawhite.com. Maya, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, Karen. How are you? Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad that you could be on the show today. Now, people are going to head over to MayaWhite.com. They can find out all about you and everything that you offer. How did you get started in astrology? What led you to this path?
Well, I would say that it is really just my natural interest. I have always loved astrology since I first discovered it when I was age 14. And it is something that I never thought I could make a living doing. And then in the 1980s, I, number one, had a series of jobs that I hated. And number two, became fascinated with astrocartography, which is a branch of astrology that tells people where their best place is to live on the earth. And I reached a point in my life where I just threw my hands up and I surrendered. I was so unhappy in all of my other jobs, and astrology came calling.
Wow. And did you use your own chart to get insight about what your next step would be when you were shifting careers in that way?
No.
That's great.
No, I didn't, because I would say my chart, as I look at it now, it's very clear that, you know, astrology would be, let's say, my destiny. But at the time, I was really in a space of, let's say, not being able to own or accept that. And it was really just more a point of you know, surrender that I looked at. I had, at the time, I would say very little to do with astrology or, you know, with my astrological profile.
And what is it now, after more than 20 years in practice? You're different from other astrologers. What is it that separates you, that makes you different?
Well, I would say doing the astrocartography makes me different, but I think also, really, Karen, it is my philosophy. And, you know, within the area of astrology, it can be refined many ways. I would say I regard astrology as a spectrum between totally, let's say, the corner, street corner psychic who means to them, astrology means how can I get the, you know, the $10 that's in your pocket.
Right. Yep.
You know, that's one end of the spectrum. And I would say the other end of this spectrum is the astrologer who is completely scientific, and they won't dare to say anything unless it's backed up by a mathematical and extremely obscure intellectual ideology. And I would have to say I think I fall in the middle on that, and maybe that's one way that makes me different.
Well, and you use your intuitive abilities as well. And that may be where extra insight comes in. I had the only full reading astrology chart workup I've ever had done was done by one of those science people. And it was all very mathematical, and it was all things that, although it was well done, I didn't really understand anything that was going on. I wasn't sure at the end. I wasn't sure what to do with it, you know. Do you know what I mean? That kind of experience.
Karen, I understand and I sympathize. Mm-hmm. I honestly, I've come to a point of I don't have much patience for that anymore. For the people that just rely on the, you know, the intellectual analysis, because I think that is kind of, It's an extremism of somebody that has a point to make about themselves. It's more about themselves than it is about the client. And I would say with myself that on one level, I'm a very, very simple astrologer. I like to keep it simple, and I think that serves the client best. And I'm also, as an astrologer, I would say it's about pictures and stories. And so I'm also a storyteller.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of what is so cool about the astrology oracle cards that you created. The images on there kind of help draw you into a story.
Well, absolutely. I just did a reading with a gal who knew very little about astrology, and the cards were very, very helpful for her. She was able to look at the pictures of the cards, and totally, she was very intuitive herself, and just through looking at the pictures, she was able to get that feeling, you know, what does that word mean? What does Mercury really mean? What's it saying?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and I know that as more and more of us are waking up, I think more and more people are looking for tools, for good tools, that we can use to get information about our own lives. Sometimes that's in a predictive way, and I know that your cards can be used that way. And sometimes it's to get information about our path, right? And so we could use the cards in both ways.
Well, absolutely, yeah, and thank you for mentioning the cards. I'll put my little plug in on the cards. They are available through Hay House. That's probably the best way to get them, unless you can buy them at your local metaphysical store. They can be easily ordered directly through the Hay House website. They're called Easy astrology oracle cards. And it is a totally unique learning and oracle system. These cards were developed first as a teaching system for astrology. So somebody that's a total novice and has the very common complaint of they're so confused by all the, the lingo, all of the language of astrology. I developed the cards so that people could learn using the pictures. And then also just the fact that they function as an oracle was just really an added bonus.
Mm-hmm. And they're gorgeous. The images are beautiful, and my sense is that I haven't held one in my hand. I've just seen the images, but my sense is that there's a tactile experience that goes along with that too, and that may be part of jump starting that intuitive process.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Now, when you're working with, we're about to go to break, but I'm curious, when you're working with clients, the cards are really a tool for other people to use, or do you use these cards as you work with clients?
The cards are really, to me, it's a learning tool for other people. Depending on the circumstances, I mm-hmm. use them with the client, but the majority of the readings that I do are going to be based on a straight 12-house astrological wheel, and therefore the cards would be a tool to perhaps help the person visualize what it's all saying. Most of my readings are done over the phone, though, Karen. So, mm-hmm. In that way, I'm not able to use the cards on
right.
most of my readings.
That's right. I do about 99% of my work over the phone too, and it's kind of silly. You can't just wave the card at the phone and go, look, it's this.
Yeah.
It's kind of blue. Well, you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is intuitive guide and astrologer Maya White. We're talking about astrology and how insight from astrology can help you get in touch with your inner potential. When we return, we will be, I'm going to ask about the Venus transit to find out what I need to know about that. We're also going to be taking your calls for mini readings using those cards we were just talking about. That number is 800-930-2819. We'll be right back after this.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest-growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. That song makes me laugh. Okay, here's something that nobody knows about me, so don't tell anybody, okay? So when I was in high school, and this was back when, you know, dinosaurs roamed the earth, we had to fight off saber-toothed tigers, I was in a show choir called the Corollaires, and one of the songs that we did our little song and dance to was that very song that Chris was just playing to bring us into the show. And so when I hear that song, I just am imagining myself in a corduroy jumpsuit. It's terrifying, really, isn't it? Well, welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. I'm appropriately dressed. I'm not in a corduroy jumpsuit. My guest is intuitive guide and astrologer Maya White. You can find out more about her work. Book a reading with her, you guys. There's a ton of great stuff at mayawhite.com. Now, Maya, we've been going through the transit of Venus, and I have to say that I don't really know what that is, and I don't really know what the significance of it is astrologically. It's when Venus is moving between the Earth and the Sun, right?
Yes. Well, Karen, first I have to get this image of white go-go boots out of my head.
Right.
Sorry.
I was even cool enough to have the boots. You have to picture like a burgundy corduroy jumpsuit with sort of flares at the ankles. See, there'd be no room for the go-go boots because I had the flares at the moment.
Okay, I had the go-go boots. They were white leather and it was my prized possession anyway. Okay, back to Venus.
Oh, Venus, that's right.
I have been thinking about this Venus transit now for about
3 weeks. It's been very much on my mind. And it happened yesterday. It's an astronomical as well as astrological event. Astronomy would be observing the actual movement of the planets, and then the astrology would be the symbolic interpretation of it. And I always, in my work, Karen, I try diligently to be original. I don't like to just repeat what other people say or think about something because they, you know, they think that's the way it is. And what did happen yesterday, it was quite an amazing event, and the best video I have seen of it is on the NASA space travel website, where they did a high-resolution, created a high-resolution video of the actual transit. And this happens only 2 times in a 100-year period. So twice within the 100 years, and each time it's 8 years apart, the actual planet Venus will get in between the Earth and the Sun in the sky. So transit would be referring to travel. So you could actually, yesterday, go out and look at the sun, and you would see the planet Venus traveling, journeying right across the face of the sun. This happened again. It happened previously in 2004. And Venus is a planet that rules luxury. It rules women. So one of the obvious messages of this Venus transit would be the return of the goddess, the feminine energy coming back. And I think very much it's about that, but I think it's also on a deeper level has to do with the well-being of humankind. My personal belief and observation is that when this happened in 2004, I feel that some things were taken away from us, you know, between 2004 and 2012, that 8-year cycle. It's been very challenging for many people, and there's been a lot of loss. Do you feel that way, Karen?
I do, and I know that it's not just economically. I know that people are feeling things more intensely during this time period as well. So, yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, and, I remember exactly where I was. I was on the beach in South Florida in the morning watching the Venus transit. And it's so funny because in 2008, when Venus traveled across the face of the sun, it went from the left to the right. You could watch it move. And so this time, to me, it is, she's returning. This is kind of like the boomerang. She's back now. And she traveled yesterday from the left to the right across the face of the sun. And I feel that it is, returning these things that were taken away from us. And I am a person who's very, very positive and hopeful about the message of 2012. I think things are going to really shift in a dynamic and positive way, and that this Venus transit was a messenger of that.
Wonderful. So you don't feel that the world is going to come crashing to an end and the flesh-eating zombies will roam the streets and we'll all... None of that?
Well, I've been wondering about those flesh-eating zombies.
Well, actually, yes, that's true. yes, I should have thought that through before I said it.
There's some awful things going on, but here's what's so interesting regarding the timing of this. The whole cycle of Venus connected to an ancient story called the story of Inanna. Inanna is the Sumerian goddess, and she goes also back, way back into the Mesopotamian days, Babylonian days of the goddess Ishtar. So Ishtar and Inanna are considered to be early forerunners, let's say, of the modern day Venus. And there is a whole story that's connected with the story and the cycle of Venus. It's quite complex, and I really can't tell the whole story here, but anybody that wants to could look it up on the internet. And what happens is that Venus has been for quite a while, past several months, very visible in the evening sky. You could look up and she was absolutely, you couldn't miss Venus. She was what would be thought of as showing in her finest adornment. She's a sparkling jewel in the nighttime sky. And what will be happening now in the next couple of days, especially at, you know, after this Venus transit and Venus has gone retrograde, she disappears for about 7 days, and the story in mythology is during these 7 days that she disappears, she is taken into the underworld. She goes into the dark space in the dark world, and each day she is stripped of something that she had. She's stripped of her jewels. She's stripped of her clothing. She's stripped of her hair, everything, to where she is brought down, stripped to her bare bones on the last day in the underworld, and she's literally left hanging on a meat hook. This is the story of Inanna. This is a very ancient story, and it's about Venus. So I kind of had to put that together in my mind. Well, okay, Venus is going in the underworld, and here we have all this news about, you know, flesh-eating zombies in the public. So poor Venus, you know, she's going for it. And it just kind of somehow came together for me, you know, that, yes, we would even be seeing about poor Venus getting ready to be stripped of down to her bare bones and hung on the meat hook as she goes into retrograde and into the underworld. The good news is that on the 13th of this month, she returns. She comes back, and this is considered the rebirth or the crowning of Inanna and Ishtar and Venus. She comes back as the morning star. Now she'll be, after the 13th, she will be visible in the morning.
Wow. Now my birthday is June 13th, so that seems kind of lucky.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the difference in interpretation of Venus as the morning star is that she's not necessarily warlike, but she's ready to kick butt. Because she's angry, because she had all this taken from her, and now she's reborn, she's rejuvenated, she's ready to go for it.
Wow. Very, very cool. All right. So, well, that means I'm going to have kind of a, you know what I mean, kind of a let's go get 'em birthday. And
think about that. Think about how that fits into your life.
Yeah, I think it's time for a little let's go get 'em. I'm ready for that. I'm gearing up for a really dynamite year. So it's kind of nice to know maybe I've got Venus on my side. A little bit of a push.
Absolutely, you do have Venus on your side.
Wonderful. Well, great. Well, when we come back in just a minute here, I've got Jessica from Los Angeles who is writing in on the instant feedback line, and she is wondering if you'll pull a card for her. We can do that when we come back after this break. And if you'd like to connect with Maya White on the air, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. We will be right back after this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. My guest is intuitive guide and astrologer Maya White. And you can find out more about everything she offers. She's got some great articles on her site, some really cool information. That's all at mayawhite.com. Now, Maya, before we went to the break, I was mentioning that Jessica in Los Angeles has chimed in on the instant feedback, in the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. And she says, "Hi, Maya, I would love to see what your oracle cards have to say for me today. Can you pull a card for Jessica and let us know what comes up?"
Well, I pulled a series of five cards for Jessica.
Cool.
And the message that came through is about creativity and perhaps and or about children. So the first card that came up was for house number five. And the fifth house is your house of creative pleasures. Now, this can be, it also rules children, so if she's thinking about having a baby or a child, I would say this is a very clear message that would be the way to go. If it's not about a child, then it is about something that she needs to give birth to, such as a creative project. And the next card that came up is the card for Aries, which is saying that she really needs to take action on this. It's the just do it sign. Don't overanalyze. Don't worry. You've got to start and take that first step. And then came the sign, the card for Gemini and house number two, which is telling me that this may be a thing where in order to do it, it will be financially rewarding, but she may have to juggle
two jobs or two careers or two actions to make it happen. And the final card that came up is that of the North Node, which is saying that this project, this child, this creative endeavor will really be connected to her soul growth.
That is wonderful stuff. Jessica, I hope that was helpful for you. If you have a comment, if you want to let us know how that resonated with you, just go ahead and send me a little instant message and I will let Maya know. That's very... she says, Karen and Maya, spirit is very funny. This is what you and I talked about last week. This is Jessica, who I've spoken with. And she says, thank you for the message. Many blessings to you, Maya. I can say, since Jessica's revealed herself, you were right on. I know who Jessica is, and you were
with
that, Maya, yes. and Jessica is pleased as well, so thank you. And if you would like to connect with Maya on the air here, it's 800-930-2819. Now, astrocartography makes me think like the stars and a map. So what is astrocartography and how can that help us not just unlock our potential, but how can it help us get us to the right place in our life?
Well, astrocartography is, in my book, one of the most amazing inventions in the world. And what it is, actually, it's a very scientifically based program. It's an astrological program that was developed in the 1970s with the advent of the computer age. And this guy, Jim Lewis, who was an astrologer as well as a software programmer, geniusly invented a way to show thousands of calculations in one map. So the astrocartography software program is a mapping system that shows where the planets were above the Earth at the time you were born. So it's very specific to each person. This is a little different than what might be called the ley lines of the Earth. There's a whole school of study around geomancy, or the fact that the Earth holds its own energy. But this is dealing with the individual planetary memory for yourself on the Earth. And some of the good examples of astrocartography are are you familiar with Paramahansa Yogananda?
A little bit, yes.
He was one of the first gurus, really, from India who came to America, and he brought Eastern religion to America. He was really the person that introduced it. And his astrocartography in India, when he was in India, he was under the influence of his moon and his Saturn. And moon rules the childhood, the home, and Saturn rules your foundation and your structure and your rules. So his home in India, where he came from, was, he was trained as a yogi. He has this whole structure of Saturn. When he came to America in California, he moved to his line of the sun and Uranus. And sun then is about your mature expression of yourself. It's actualization. It's where you shine. And Uranus is something totally unique and new. So he came to America and, developed his Uranus and his sun. He brought something completely new and unique.
Interesting.
Go ahead.
I was thinking about, there's that old saying that wherever you go, there you are, right? That your issues, your abilities, that you carry those with you no matter where you go. But what you're talking about is really cool, because it means that even though I may bring the same gifts, the same potential, I may be able to develop those in a different way or be influenced in a different way because of astrocartography, because of where I am.
Absolutely. And Karen, I'm very cognizant of this concept of wherever you go, there you are, because I think that astrocartography is not a cure for negative traits within the self. Mm. Because you bring yourself wherever you go. However, it's kind of like going with the flow or going into an open door or moving into a place where the wind is at your back, not against you.
Oh, right. Right. So kind of stepping into the stream. Instead of swimming upstream, you're really just moving with the current. How are some of the ways that you use astrocartography to help your clients? When people have sessions with you, are there any examples that you can share of people who've used this information to change their lives?
Well, I have some really good current examples, actually reading that I did with a lady today. She lives in San Francisco, and it's just never felt right for her, and she's very deeply struggled with this concept of, you know, wherever you go, there you are, and she really berated herself that she couldn't be happy in San Francisco. She didn't understand why, and she keeps trying to make it be better and fix it, and her map revealed that San Francisco is actually a very subtle harmonic of Venus and Neptune, and what it is, the Venus-Neptune combination then brings about a constant yearning for her that's never fulfilled. And I recommended that she move to San Diego, which was a direct line of Venus. So she gets out of this subtle harmonic energy of the yearning. You know, the Neptune, the Neptune is a planet that... you know, it's our desire body. It's mysterious. It can be very, very good for spiritual development. So, for instance, she's a dancer. So, yeah, Venus and Neptune's nice for dance. That's quite fitting. But, you know, like I say, everything else just is unsatisfied. And for her to move directly to her line of Venus in San Diego, I thought she would be much more powerful. And she leaves behind this subtle undercurrent of Neptune, the longing.
Are there things that we can do, that people can do, if for some reason she had to stay in San Francisco for some period of time, or that's where the job was or whatever, are there things that she could be doing to help herself stay in the flow even though she couldn't be in exactly the right place?
Well, absolutely. And she's a good example, because what this woman also had were some very, very powerful lines in India. And I recommended that she use remote activation, which is also something that's applicable to astrocartography, and that she get music and art from India and keep that in her presence, so that, you know, having some nice art in either her home space or her office, and you know, playing that music. And of course she's into dance, so I suggest that she look at Bollywood, which is kind of a happy, you know, happy thing from India, and that would strengthen her and make her feel a bit happier.
When I listen to that, when I'm kind of listening to you intuitively a little bit as you're saying that to me, and what I see is that what that does is brighten her energy, and it it gives it more depth, but it brightens her as well, and it just makes it easier to be where she is, so that maybe that helps her release energy to let her move to where a better place is, move to where the energy is better.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we just can't pack up and move, and you have to do what you have to do. And just having that knowledge, you know, knowing that, yes, San Francisco, she's always going to have a yearning, to me, it releases it. It makes it better. She doesn't feel like she's just crazy. You know, why do I always have this? Well, this is why you have it. And, you know, feed it. Get into movies. Go, you know, start really going to movies, or start making your own movies, right? And deal with it in a way that you have to.
Oh, I love this. You are listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. My guest is Maya White, and we'll be back right after this.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
In each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. If you want to connect with Maya White, there ain't no mountain high enough to keep you guys apart. You go to mayawhite.com. You can book a reading with her. You can read the cool articles on her site, get more information about what she's doing. Now, Maya, while we were on break, we got a question from Kathy, who typed her question into the instant feedback box at transformationtalkradio.com. And Kathy says, I recently discovered that my spouse and both my kids were born under a full moon, and I was born under a new moon. Is there any significance to that?
Oh, well, that's a kind of a quick and easy analysis. And what it has to do with is kind of the orientation of the full moon people versus the orientation of new moon people, a new moon person. And people that are born at new moon are more instinctive. So at the time of the new moon, the sun and the moon are joined, and the moon is actually dark. Although it's there in the sky, we don't see it. And so new moon people are going to be, you know, a bit more introspective. When they do something, they act out of their instincts, out of their gut. Whereas full moon people were born at the time when the moon is as far away from the sun as it can be. And full moon people are going to be more objective in the way they approach life. So full moon people are a little more analytical. you know, the full moon person will say, well, okay, I want such and such, and I'm going to make a plan to get it, and I might have to do this and that for however long, you know, 3 months, I might have to do something. But they're able to separate more from their desires, whereas the new moon, just like, they just go for it. So she's the instinctive mama, and her family are the objective doers. So I would say my advice is maybe not let them manipulate her.
Ah. What a nice way to say that.
Because they'll do it. They'll do it and not even realize it. And she'll respond and not even realize it.
Right. Interesting. And so just knowing that tells you a lot about patterns that are in then the family structure.
Absolutely.
Very, very interesting. So, Kathy, I hope that was helpful. If you are listening live at transformationtalkradio.com, you just stick your question in the instant feedback box, and we'll get to it quick in the next few minutes. Now, Maya, I know that you believe in astrology as a tool for self-awareness, a positive tool. How can knowing about astrology and about the things that govern our lives, how can that help us get insight in practical ways that we can use to move forward and unlock our own potential?
Well, Karen, there's so many practical and very easy ways to utilize astrology. One of my favorite things to talk about is just very simple sun sign compatibility. So I do not believe that you should say, you know, Aquarius will always get along with Libra and they'll never get along with Sagittarius. I really don't feel that astrology should be approached that way. However, if you have a basic understanding about the sun signs, it might help you to understand another person. So, for instance, the Aquarian, who is an air sign, should understand that Sagittarius is a fire sign. And Aquarius has the quality of being fixed or a bit, let's say, rigid or opinionated in their thinking and their ideas. Sagittarius is a mutable fire. And so Sagittarius is going to kind of freewheeling, you know, it's going to flow. Now, the air quality of Aquarius will feed the fire of Sagittarius. Those are two signs that are not necessarily an easy compatibility read, but I just feel if they understand that about each other, that makes it much easier for them to get along.
And it sounds like there are so many other variables, so many other, as I was wearing my corduroy jumpsuit, of course I had my copy of Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, but there's so much more to it. I love that you're taking into account all the different variables that can help people build a relationship with the person they're attracted to and not have to kind of limit it because maybe they were born on the wrong date.
Well, absolutely. And again, it goes back to the philosophy of just keep it simple. Mm-hmm. You know, keep it simple. And that to me is just one very, very basic way to help you along in the world. And then the other thing I love to share about astrology is that if you would develop just an awareness within your everyday world of the lunar cycles. So starting to kind of get in tune with the time of the new moon and the time of the full moon each month, I feel really helps you to just kind of be in harmony with the rhythm of the earth. And again, it's very simple. You just have to start paying attention.
And so much about awakening spirituality is about starting to pay attention, isn't it? Look up,
absolutely.
People. Take a look. Go outside at night and look up and see if you can see the moon and see what, you know, see what stage it's in.
Yeah, and, you know, get a calendar that will tell you when it's new moon. New moon is a time to begin something. It's a time of initiation. It's a time of opening. Whereas the full moon is more of a time of not necessarily completion, but, you know, stepping back, analyzing what you have done or maybe what you haven't done. And, you know, was it worthwhile? Was this really a valuable step that you took? And then the last 2 weeks of the lunar cycle is kind of your wrap-up time.
Now, we're coming to the end of our time. I guess it's our wrap-up time. I'm kind of sad because I'd like to do another 4 or 5 hours, actually. But, okay. I know that at mayawhite.com, people can sign up and get... You have a free ebook that you're offering people, right?
Yes, I do offer an ebook.
And that book is How to Manifest Your Best Life, Secrets of the Stars. That's by Maya White, which you'd expect because you're on mayawhite.com. So go there, check out her site, sign up for a session with her, and let her help you use astrology to unlock your potential. Maya, thank you so much for being on the show. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me, Karen. It was my pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you. And that's just about all the time we have for today. You're going to mayawhite.com, obviously, but would you please go to fogcitypsychic.com, too, and just click on everything there. You can book a reading with me. You can sign up for the Not-So-Monthly newsletter, get the scoop on upcoming classes, find out what's coming up on the radio show next, and much more. Now, next week at this time, it's my birthday next week. Yay! Next week at this time on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ, Kay and Dr. Michael returned to the show. You asked for it, and you asked for it over and over again. So look, I'm bringing Kay and Dr. Michael back. If you haven't heard them, these are the Australian husband and wife psychics who make us laugh our heads off, give us great insight. They're a lot of fun. Last time, Dr. Michael played the didgeridoo. Will he do it again? I don't know, but you can join us next week at this time to find out. Thank you for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world. And a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.